Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Right, guys, so welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ. Now, I'm happy today because we have a woman on the show. I love having another woman. And guess what? We're not going to be talking to you typically about, you know, how to say hello to the girl or how to be more sexy to women. Instead, I'm going to be talking to you more about really how to be more sexy to yourself, because I actually get aggravated on a really frequent basis by the pressure for men out there to be what is known as a chest-beating, beer-swilling alpha male. If you are that person, that's fine. But lots of people might not identify with that and will actually think, you know what, I'm just not built to be the kind of man that women are attracted to. Or you know what, I just don't feel like I fit in with the rest of the club. If you feel that way, you're in the right place. This is Hayley Quinn's Essential Club of Outsiders Who Are Cool, in my opinion. And so what we're going to be talking about today really is how you can become more in line with your true self, how you can accept that, how you can own that, and how you can understand there isn't just one way that a man should be, and there's not one way to be attractive and self-assured as a person. Joining me today to help me with this is lovely Rosie. Now, Rosie is founder of Rosie Allen. Is it .com or .co.uk? .com. Awesome. Rosie is a top transformational coach, and she also helps people really to get in line with who they are at a deep level and reset and refocus on their life goals. So we were actually chatting in the kitchen before this started, and we were speaking about as much as there's pressures on women to look and act and behave in a certain way, that men experience a lot of pressure as well to live up to a certain stereotype. Is that something you've noticed with the guys that you've been encountering?
Yeah. So thank you for that lovely introduction. I find that the big problem is, and we've said this before, is that I have an issue with gender stereotypes and society in general. We do have this attitude of how men should be, and it really doesn't resonate with most men, to be fair, especially a lot of the dating advice out there. It actually makes men have to be less of themselves.
Right.
And I have such an issue with that.
Because guys feel that they have to, they're like, oh gosh, I wasn't born in the way that's attractive to women. Mm. So unfortunately, I now have to spend lots of time and money learning a whole bunch of stuff to pretend to be someone I'm not to attract a woman, which is this crazy backwards way of looking at things. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, one way that you can see this is we want to help you to escape what I call the performance model around dating and meeting people, where you're having to project a kind of a fake image. I know that you're kind of interested in getting people more in touch with their true selves. Is there a way when a guy is thinking, well, you know what, I actually don't really feel very attractive. I don't feel like, much good with women or much good as a person. Is there a way that a man can get in touch with and validate the parts of himself that are attractive and to overcome that initial resistance or that feeling that he has to be something he's not?
Well, first of all, and I think this is with everybody, self-awareness is key. And I think that's the case for anything, because as soon as you've got self-awareness going, you can do things around that. And the biggest thing is being really honest to yourself. So you don't have to be honest to yourself saying, I'm not good looking, because that's probably not honest. It's just honest being, I don't feel good looking.
Right.
Or I don't feel like this, or I don't feel like that, or whatever. And I think that honesty is super important to tap into with yourself and also other people. So I think what's one of the biggest things and one of the things that's most important to a lot of people is their highest values is probably honesty and integrity. A lot of people have that as the highest thing, but they don't live like that. Mm-hmm. And therefore, when a man, for example, is struggling with how they feel and they don't know how to approach a woman, blah, 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 they straight away put on this facade and then they're not living through integrity or honesty. And actually, if they're just honest, they will attract someone who's definitely better suited for them.
Right, because, you know, if you're projecting a false image and actually, you know, you're doing that, you'll attract somebody who is initially into that image of yourself, which is, first of all, impossible to sustain. And then they might not be drawn to you for the right reasons. And what else I love there that you said is that self-talk thing. You can listen to this podcast, which I hope is inspiring and motivating. But then if you go away and, you know, your thoughts take over and your thoughts are kind of generally putting you down or make you feel less connected to other people or less able to meet other people, it's like everything that's good or positive will be a drop in the ocean. So something you have to do is get in control of that self-talk. And it's a weird thing to say, but if you can become self-aware that you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know, I'm just not good looking enough. Adjusting that to, as Rosie said, saying, I just don't feel like I'm good looking enough, or my perception right now is that I'm not attractive enough.
Yeah.
So you want to acknowledge it as part of just how you see the world. Mm-hmm. Because also I think another thing is with gender stereotypes, and by gender stereotypes, we mean kind of the way that we expect, you know, your typical dude or your typical woman to be, which is usually perpetuated by the media. Mm-hmm. Things like that, they're there because they oversimplify human life and interactions. And so if you're not attracting the right women, you might look in the mirror and you go, that's it. It's just because I'm not 6'3", you know? And that is, if anything, a drastically oversimplified understanding of the situation.
Yeah, although, you know what? A big thing as well is that men think they've got to take the lead, be dominating. The amount of times I have heard men say that to me.
Right.
And I have to try and put them right on that.
Because there's this bad dating advice. Like, literally, it's like dating by numbers. Men, if you're thinking that when you approach a woman, you have to lead, you have to be dominant, you have to be masculine, you have to challenge her, you have to tease her, you have to do this, and if you don't like tick all the boxes, you won't kind of like pass through to the next level and get her phone number. You know, this is commercial companies are making money through pretending that attraction is like this and can be broken down this way. It's not. And in fact, there's a different way that men can be.
And actually, I feel that that's also quite disrespectful to women to actually think that that is how we would like to be treated, to have someone constantly taking the lead. Like, we have an opinion and have a thought process too. And actually, I'd love to be me personally and most women that I know. We just want to be met equal as we've spoken to. The other thing that someone can do, like a guy could really do, is, and I use this with a lot of my clients, is this thing of checking in with yourself about where you're coming from. So what is your intent behind certain behavior? And what I'm talking about there specifically is, are you being true to yourself or are you living on fear? Mm-hmm. So sometimes we take behavior because we're scared. So, for example, I used to not public speak because I was absolutely terrified. And I used to think that was just who I was. But actually, it was because I was so scared, therefore I would avoid those opportunities. And you have a choice in that. So I think if a guy is choosing to approach a woman a certain way that is perhaps, like we've just said, media constructed, etc., then check in, why are you actually doing that? Is that being true to you, or is that you scared of if you're you, you're going to be rejected?
Right.
Right.
And I think most people would love it if they could put on a role or a shield that would ultimately mean that they always got the perfect response, they would never have to experience rejection. And you know what, that the way that views kind of human relationships is that you can win them all. And and for the fact is, women aren't robots, nor is this life a computer game. You're not supposed to get on with everybody really well. You know, that's just impossible. Like, you're an individual character.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For a reason. There'll be people that you gel with brilliantly. There'll be people that you just can't get on with. And there'll be lots of people you think are all right, but you're not that fussed about. So trying to kind of synthetically put forward an image just so you don't have to kind of put your own self and feel vulnerable in the process of meeting people just won't work. And also, you know what it comes like with women, you know, sometimes there'll be dating companies out there, and I feel like the resistance radio saying this, but literally they'll be teaching you that if you like on a vending machine, if you press the right buttons, like the candy bar pops out. And you know what? A woman has a freaking consciousness and a brain as well. And they're different, you know, so the same things can't be crudely applied one person to the other. You'll know when you're suffering from this problem. If you're somebody who's maybe kind of read quite a lot of dating advice, really doesn't identify with it, struggles to implement it, feels actually awkward, creepy, and inherently disrespectful and manipulative, you need to ditch it right now, because I bet that's the stuff that's actually holding you back. Yeah. So maybe we could talk about, have you got some ways or some techniques with men that they can get more in tune or more accepting of other areas of yourself? Because I think you're on board with me on this one, that men and women, biologically, yes, but lots of the time people are kind of a combo of the masculine and the feminine. And, you know, and it's actually, as much as women can be strong and authoritative and leaders, men are also allowed to be vulnerable, to be softer, to be more open in what they're talking. So if a guy identifies more, is in touch with his feminine side, how can he own that, and how can he bring that into a space of attraction?
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I totally agree. And also, most women I know, that's exactly what they're looking for.
Right.
And actually, you know what? I would recommend, his name's Daniel, I think it's Goleman, and it's the book called Emotional Intelligence. And I believe that that is super important for men and women, but most men feel that that's not ideal, to have a high strength of emotional intelligence. But actually, it's really, really important. And I believe that that would be great to look at if that's something that they embody anyway and they want to grow. But lots of women, I think, do want that. The other thing as well is, when you're thinking about, you don't want to just do that number game. You don't want to find just and tick a box and find every woman to be like, yep, I've won that woman, won that one. If you want to find an actual woman who's right for you, then you need to
project a true image of yourself, right? Because if you put against something false, you're going to attract someone who's not interested for the right reasons.
But also you need to, I don't want to use the word, can I swear on this?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to piss people off a little bit, right? Like, you need to have people that you don't align with you. You need to find out super fast. So I had a client very recently, and it was a woman, but she was talking about those things that she was very scared of being judged on. Mm-hmm. So, for example, her son was he's very young, 4 or 5, and he wears dresses sometimes, and she's fine with that, but she thinks that sometimes she gets judged on that. So, therefore, she holds that back because she's so nervous about people judging her on that. And actually, what I said to her, what if you use that red flag that you get when you get nervous, and use that as an opportunity to see if that person is right for you?
Right. I think anything like that is a fantastic filter. Yes. And, you know, if someone responds to you in a way that is judgmental, who wants a judgmental person in their life anyway?
Absolutely.
You know, you want some, fundamentally, relationships, whether they are brief or long term, are about acceptance. You know, the other person has to see you. They have to be down with who you are. So there's kind of no point squirreling away and hiding different aspects of yourself. And actually, the stronger self-identity you have, the more certain, the more secure you are, and the more you manifest that in your attitudes and your behaviors, people find that sexy. You know, people, you know, I think that's far more attractive than just fitting into a brief stereotype. Now, I was going to actually ask Rosie as well. I always ask people for a particular tip when it comes to dating, sex, romance. I know this isn't necessarily your usual area. Have you got a piece of advice that you could give to the guys listening about how they can just, you know, maybe an actual step or something practical that they could do tomorrow to improve their relationships with women, apart from reading that book?
Yeah, the book's good. Yeah, damn it. I would actually, you know what? I would challenge them to find out their red flags.
Uh-huh.
So a few things that they're scared of owning up and being honest about, they might be judged on. And I would say find whatever, like a few of those, and make sure they use it on their first dates.
Right.
Because you don't want to waste your time. Right? So find out quickly. And if that person's like, oh my goodness, I love that, or whatever, then that's perfect. That's perfect. That's a really good step. And if they don't like it, then that's cool.
I call this, by the way, the Marmite effect.
Yes.
Is it, you love it or you hate it. And you know what? I always think when people are like, I was actually telling Rosie earlier about like how someone hated my talk last night. And my response to that is not that I'm going to suddenly change what I'm speaking about. It's get out the room and shut the door behind you. And actually, that's a pretty baller attitude. And that is genuine self-assurance. And that is not a projected version of it. Mm-hmm. The other question I always ask everybody is wisdom, general life learns that have helped you. Have you had one of those? Has somebody said something that's inspired you? Or has there been a practical step you've taken in your own life to overcome some challenges or fulfill your dreams that has really helped you and you think it's kind of worth everybody knowing about?
So actually for me, and I don't remember when I first heard this, but for practically my entire adulthood life, what I have used is this phrase of, if you don't ask, you don't get. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I've applied that, like even at a nightclub I was at, and they had a cloakroom that was closed and I was like, okay, I need to put my coat up somewhere, and no one had their coat in there because it was closed, and I asked a few times and they finally agreed and they put it up in there. And I know that's something so minor, but it's true, right? If you don't ask, you don't get.
But it manifests that self-assurance within yourself, right? You go, and you know, like actually one of my other podcast guests, Marley, we were out in a hotel bar around the corner from here, and there was an amazing party going on in the room. And she's like, you know what, I'm going to go up. And she went to the door and she's like, I'm here for the summer party, which I thought was like a strong good opening. And they said, which party? And she went, Adidas. Which it wasn't the Adidas party, but I think good guess. And the point was, even if you don't get what you want, you know what? That translates into you feeling more self-assured. It's a funny story. It's kind of one of those ways that you reinvigorate your attitude towards life.
Yeah.
So, you know, he who dares wins. We've had that phrase used before as well on this podcast. That's awesome. Well, I have to say, if you want to get more in touch with becoming more emotionally intelligent and different forms of masculinity and breaking out the mold, I definitely advise you check out a bit more of Rosie's work. Is it that they should go to rosieallen.com to find that out?
Yeah, definitely. I am also on Twitter, official RC Allen. But you'll probably get me better if you catch me through my website. You can find any details about how to get in touch with me via that as well. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Rosie. And I will be back again next week with another Attraction HQ podcast, looking at attraction, sex, desire, relationships, but through a slightly different lens. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.